The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Also insane will be the level of interest around this reunion. We saw the Friends reunion earlier this year, just went absolutely berserk. Everyone went nuts for it. I reckon this one could go off as well.
Absolutely. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
I mean, who doesn't love Harry Potter?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Exactly.
Literally the only quote.
You did so well.
That's literally the only quote. I don't even know who says it in the movie. I feel it was like maybe Hagrid. So it'd be more like, you're a wizard, Harry.
I have a huge thing to admit. I have never watched a movie, a Harry Potter movie, and I've never read a Harry Potter book.
What?
I know. Please don't judge me.
How old are your kids?
So they're 8 and 11. They've read them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And they've read little excerpts to me and that sort of thing. But yeah, no.
And they haven't been interested in watching the movie?
They found them a little bit scary, I've got to be honest, but that was a couple of years ago. So maybe we need to give it another shot now.
Yeah,
they're a little
the
bit
same
older.
For me. Like my daughter found the first one a bit scary. She didn't want to watch them because she'd heard that they were scary, but now we're working our way through them. And she started reading the books like 3 weeks ago. I think she's only got 2 left of the series.
My daughter the same. She just zipped through the series.
Yeah. I wonder J.K. Rowling's got so much money.
I know, right?
Just putting out those page turners.
How do you even write that many? Anyway, but yeah, so I did watch the trailer and it looks really good, but I can't actually relate to it, which is terrible, but it's going to be released on the 1st of January,
and
apparently.
What
and people
is it
are very,
be?
Very happy.
What are they going to do?
So look, they've just talked about the fact that they're being reunited and the new clip features like a series of images that'll be familiar to all of the fans. And then there's one of somebody holding up a copy of the Daily Prophet newspaper with a front page headline that says Hogwarts welcomes back alumni. So it's just a bit of a hint that they're all getting back together and a bit of nostalgia thrown in there, and it's a bit of a teaser really. They don't give too much away.
It's interesting to see where they've all gone on from being in Harry Potter. Emma Watson initially did really well, and she's doing okay now. Like she was Belle in Beauty and the Beast, which is a massive role. But I think has almost stepped away a little bit from acting
to do her UN activist stuff.
Daniel Radcliffe has been in a bunch of stuff. A lot of it has been a bit hit or miss.
Yeah.
Old mate Ron Weasley, whose name I can't remember right now, is in Servant.
Is he the one who's had the glow up? Is that the one? No. Or
no.
Has he just stayed the same.
No. He's definitely hasn't had a glow.
See, I know nothing about these things.
He hasn't had a glow up, what is the opposite to a glow up? That's what it looks
glow
like.
Down.
He's had a glow down. He's had a glow down. But he's still really good in.
Yeah.
That's kind of his character in this TV in the M. Night Shyamalan series.
I've heard
Servant.
That's good. Yeah.
And who else is there in there? Robert Pattinson was in it.
Yeah, and he's also not really doing a whole heap.
Here we go. Do you want to hear my impersonation? Let's have a listen.
You're a wizard, Harry.
See.
Close.
It was Hagrid.
It was. There you go.
It sounded more whimsical the way I did it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you put your own spin on it.
But you know what? You watch the movie and it's just full of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I do want to watch it. So maybe this is my chance. I'm going to sit down with my children.
Yeah, before the reunion happens. Yeah. It won't mean anything to you otherwise.
Exactly.